Next month, chefs in downtown Bentonville are taking on some culinary challenges. They'll be pairing up their dishes with specific wines, beers, cheese, even art. There are several specific food events scheduled inside the city's Art and Culinary Festival that runs the entire length of June. Two participating chefs recently came to our studio to discuss the science, art, and experimentation included in preparing a meal based on pairings. Matthew McClure, the executive chef at The Hive inside the 21C Hotel, is working on a meal combining locally brewed beers with his food. He'll be working with Andrew Coates, the brewmaster at the Fayetteville-based West Mountain Brewing Company.
It's very exciting to sort of, you know, wrap this Arkansas cuisine up in one, you know, to try to start it in, you know, in one dinner, you know, with somebody that's actually, you know, designing and crafting beer in the area, and then, you know, using farmers' locally grown food, and then just putting all that, you know, brushing it up, putting on a plate, and having a really nice time of it.
Matthew says the process of taking full advantage of flavors from two very different types of food or drink begins for the chef where it begins for the customer, by tasting.
You sort of kind of break down a couple of flavor profiles that are in the beer itself, you know, and that could be, you know, caramel from the malted barley, or it, you know, it could be you know, certain aromatics that come out of the hops, and there's a lot of layers that are built into, you know, when the hops are added to the, you know, the process of making the beer, so that gives it different flavors. Taking those flavors, you know, and the intensity of them, and sort of pairing different, you know, lettuces, or, you know, if it's a rich beer, maybe, you know, you want a rich food with it, or if it's a light, crisp beer, you want something light with it, and sort of, you know, kind of starting there.
For Case DeGuerro, the chef at 11, the restaurant inside Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, pairings this month are inspired by something two-dimensional, works that are hanging at the museum. In June, he's putting together a dinner inspired by art included in the museum's exhibit titled Angels and Tomboys. He says the task of coherently mixing art and food is actually the coolest part of his job.
Angels and Tomboys, which is a really interesting study on young women sort of in art in the late 19th century into the 20th century. And so we have been having a great time, my culinary team and I, developing ideas of what we're going to do. And we were, you know, brainstorming just yesterday, and we started thinking about this idea of angels and tomboys. And immediately we started talking about dessert. Well, what does that mean? Well, angels and tomboys, the dessert has to be sweet and salty.
Concepts are one thing, meals another. While Case and Matthew both relish the challenge of pairings, they say knowing what doesn't work is just as important as knowing what does.
Not everything, you know, is magical at the first, you know, the first swing. Sometimes you just gotta scrap it and start all over. That's absolutely true, and it can be frustrating, especially when you have five courses or 10 courses. You know, that even adds more pressure. You know, I mean, I think that's sort of part of the creative process. And overall, it's a lot of fun. You know, if it's not working, it's not working, and you just got to be honest with yourself and say, you know, we're gonna try something totally different. You know.
And equally as interesting is when you come across something that is completely unexpected. When, you know, you're experimenting, and it could be with wine, it could be with whatever, and you're kind of going in one direction, and suddenly something else pops up that you were like, I had no idea that this was going to be so good together. To me, that happens a lot, you know, where I'm sort of surprised and it's unexpected, which is exciting.
Both chefs say having to create specific meals based on one-time inspirations can lead to inspirations they'll use later. The forced experimentation required to create a one-time menu keeps their minds fresh, they say. Case says working at 11 means never really having to wait long for inspiration. Lately, on his nightly drive home from work, he's been looking at the temporary outdoor installation called Buckyball. It's a large ball covered with changing lights.
I've stopped to look at Buckyball like three times in the last week just because I'm on my way out at night and I'll see it through the trees and it's glowing and sort of it's this really cool orb. And last night I had to stop and I pulled over and I got on the bench and I was looking up at it and I was thinking, oh, what can we create here? There has to be some kind of, I'm thinking gelato or ice cream or something like that. So constantly thinking about inspiration that's coming from the works.
Case and Matthew seem cordial, even cooperative, discussing ideas. They say other chefs in the area also enjoy seeing what each other can create. Kay says what's happening in downtown Bentonville with food can have an exponential effect.
I keep hearing more, and we keep meeting more people and things that are happening. It's a real synergy, and it's a really interesting, cool time to be a part of that community. And I love it. I mean, I'm inspired every day that I drive into town.
Special culinary events in Bentonville in June include the beer pairing at The Hive. That's on June 11th. The art-inspired meal prepared by Case at Crystal Bridges on June 12th. As well as a wine and cheese dinner with a spotlight on cheeses made in Arkansas at Tusk and Trotter on June 6th. You can find an entire list at the website downtownbentonville.org.